it might also be interesting at this point in time to say more about the application of multi-rate techniques to the transmultiplexer system. So conversion between FDM system and PCM system. In fact, the idea we were thinking of this problem from the real beginning of my career. It was one of the objectives of my boss to work on this interface, which was a real problem for the telecom operators. Because at that time, the telecom operators had essentially FDM systems in their network, and they saw the PCM arising, and they anticipated the interconnection problem between between the two. So from before 1970, they asked our group, since we were recognized as an innovative group, they asked us to think about an efficient conversion between the two. And one of the first papers I read when I came to industry was the famous paper by Coulet-Tuquet on the FFT, and we implemented the and simulated the FFT almost immediately. And we thought, considering the structure of the FDM multiplex, we thought that there was some connection with the FFT, and we tried to find what could be the connection. And we read also a number of papers by Weaver, for example. There were some papers on the topic by Weaver. And we tried to mix the FFT with the multi-rate filters, with the it took some time before we came to the idea of the filter bank, of having a prototype filter modulated, so shifted on the frequency axis, and the operation of modulation shared by the by all the channels, and takes the form of an FFT. And it was, in fact, the a Weaver paper were of around 68, which I believe gave me the idea to factorize the equations. And so we found, it was in 71 or 72, the patent goes back to January 72, if I remember. And so we had this idea of factorizing the operations, and we could show that the complete bank of filters could be factorized into an FFT on one hand and a set of digital filters on the other hand. And we had some I had a lot of difficulties explaining to my colleagues how it worked, how it really, because we I asked some technicians to implement the system, but I had to explain how it worked. So explanation was rather easy, I would say, for the FFT, particularly when, because we took, for the FFT, we took the matrix approach rather than the arithmetic approach, which was explained in the paper by Coulet-Tuquet. But with a matrix approach, it's rather easy to explain. But the other part was really difficult. And to really find the explanation, the technician wanted to see what was the function which was performed by each of these subsets. So we looked at the function, and I looked with them, and we realized that the function was a phase shifter. Because if you put a sine wave at the input, you get a sine wave at the output, uh-huh. at all the outputs, but with different phases.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the term polyphase network came from.
Oh.
So we thought that since the phase shifts were multiples of 2 pi divided by n number of channels, it appeared like a polyphase filter. So that's why we called the system polyphase network.